Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio with us. Now we have some members of the Shamokin Rotary Club, thriving club, and they got lots of things going on. So we're going to talk to some folks. We're going to start with Sherry Shabelsky. She's a member of the Shamokin Rotary Board, and that makes her a member of the club. And she's also happens to be president of the Bader Furniture Company. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for being a great advertiser, and thanks for keeping fine furniture alive in Shamokin.
Good morning. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Everything on all counts there. So thanks for coming in. Charmaine Tetkoski is here, a Shamokin Rotary treasurer, and she's also the Rotary District Assistant Governor. And if you know Rotary, you know they got a wide range of regional connections and positions, and they make sure that they get some regional work done, too. So Charmaine is here. She also happens to be a Director of Utilization at Geisinger. I guess that's I jumbled your title a little bit, but welcome aboard.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming.
Glad to be here.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And Matt Atchison is here. He's a Shamokin Rotary Secretary. He also happens to be a Fulton Bank Financial Center Manager at the Shamokin branch. So we got Shamokin well represented in the financial world in Geisinger. So thanks for coming in, Matt. Appreciate it.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Thank you. Shamokin Rotary Club. Let's go back to Sherry. Describe this club. Tell us about the fact that it's growing and thriving.
Yes, it is. We're a group of about, I would say, 20 community leaders. We get together twice a month. We see how we can help our community, and we also adhere to the Rotary goals that go through our district and throughout the world about reaching out to others to help to, we're this close to eradicating polio, so that's our global goal. But here in Shamokin, we do a lot of things for our community. So right now we're having our annual turkey trot that's going to happen Thanksgiving morning, 9 o'clock sharp. Looking forward to a beautiful day and hopefully up to 175 to 200 runner walkers.
What?
Yeah.
200. That's a crazy
number. That's
our
goal for this year.
Why is this so popular, Charmaine? Maybe because it is on Thanksgiving morning?
I think it's because it's on Thanksgiving morning. You know, it's something where you can get your families together and get out together and have a little family event, and we're done by 11 o'clock, and you can go home and eat your turkey. So, you know, burn some calories and go home and load up on some carbohydrates.
Well, I guess that has a certain amount of appeal. If I did exercise every day and I ran, I guess this would be a good situation. Plus, it is a fundraiser. Matt, tell us about the fact that this is part of Shamokin Rotary's fundraising events.
So, Mark, this is actually one of our largest fundraisers every year. We have sponsorships from our local businesses as well as the fees paid by runners, and all of those monies collected go back to help the community as we Rotary work with local programs and individuals.
All right, so this is going to be quite a spectacle then on Thursday morning. You'll get some folks in costume and so on?
Well, I would hope. We don't have anybody for sure, but we'll look into that.
All right.
But we're also having a coat drive in addition to the turkey trot, and anybody can drop off new or gently used coats at the Fulton Bank in Shamokin, the BB&T Bank on 2nd Street in Shamokin, or Bader Furniture, and also Curves in Paxinus.
Okay, so Fulton Bank, BB&T, and Curves
and Bader's.
Bader's, okay, yeah, Bader's. Well, just remember Bader's. That's the one to really remember. We appreciate that, and Fulton would be super, too, if you could just remember those. Those would be the great ones to remember. You can also email Shamokin Rotary Club at shamokinrotarypa@gmail.com. Now, back to the turkey trot. It is on Thanksgiving Day. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and goes until 8:45 a.m., and the race starts. If it's like most rates, they start when they say they're going to start. Is it like a countdown kind of thing?
There is a countdown. I've actually kicked it off the last couple of years. I stand there. I look at my watch, and the bullhorn goes off at exactly 9 a.m.
All right. Now, this particular race, not chip timed, so these folks are going to be asking that because they like those, you know, quintessentially accurate times they get from that. But folks are, you'll be doing some timing, and of course folks are always encouraged to run their own clock while they're running.
So Matt and myself actually do the timing, and so we're actually very accurate. We have a bib system set up for this year too, so we've learned that the runners also like to get the bibs, so we have it coordinated so that we'll have the times aligned with the bibs that they're wearing.
Okay, and you videotape the end of it and so on, so you can do photo finish.
Photo finish, absolutely, Mark.
So that's going to happen. All right. Well, and I think for folks who are runners, this does have a lot of appeal because you get to do the run and make it happen. All right, so if you are a runner, please go to the Shamokin Turkey Trot 5K Run and Walk. You encourage walkers to go to this also?
Every year, we usually end up with about half walkers and half runners, and we are welcoming of both. Anyone that's willing to get out of bed on Thanksgiving before eating 10,000 calories would be well chosen to come in the morning and burn some of that off before eating.
All right, 10,000, that seems like a high number, but who knows. But and for runners, you do have cash prizes. That's a little bit unusual, cash prizes in a race, or maybe all races have that?
Well, we have a $100. Is it
$100? It's $100. $100
for the fastest male, $100 for the fastest female.
Okay.
But a lot of families walk together, so walk and run. In fact, I was just there with someone who's training for the race on Tuesday. We walked and jogged the route, and it's a great route. It's not real easy, but it's challenging. So I invite anybody that you can still pre-register too. You can pre-register up to the day of the race at Bader Furniture, and then the day of the race you'll have to come early if you want to get straightened out and ready to go.
Okay, so Bader's Fine Furniture, 704 North Liberty Street, Shamokin, a good thing to remember. You can pre-register up until the day of the race.
Yes, so we'll be there Wednesday 10 to 6. So.
Okay, so once you close at 6 p.m., that's that. So
right.
then it's back to the morning of. But you'll take registrations that day?
We will. It will be 25 the day of the race. If you pre-register, it's $20.
Okay, so you save a little bit. T-shirts, sometimes
races. Well, the T-shirts have already been ordered, so that deadline's over. But we're working hard and trying to think of how we can maybe have some T-shirts available for sale at the race.
So. Okay. Well, sell something. That's okay. People like that. All right. So $25 if you can get debaters before then, or do so. Can you register online? Is that feasible?
So, Mark, this year we don't have the online registration. After spending a little bit of time looking at the sites that host nonprofits, we'd be looking at 10 to 15% of our income just as a registration fee. So we're really hoping to find a way to make that work next year. So keep yourself tuned. We're hoping to have that next year.
Okay. Well, yeah. And that's a big cut. Considering that would basically be your only overhead, right? I mean, you got all volunteers involved, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. you want to keep your expenses as low as possible.
Absolutely.
So this is going to be happening.
And this year, there will be a food truck there. So for those who want to come and watch the race, if they want to have breakfast, there will be a food truck from the class of 1999 at Shamokin High School. They asked if they could do some fundraising as well. So breakfast will be available.
They got good food in Shamokin. There's no doubt about it. So we'll see what they have in the food truck. Well, and all of this supports the Shamokin Rotary Club, which has a wide range of charitable outreach. They don't amass money. They take it in and give it out. So that's what happens. You're doing the coat drive. Same with the coats that come in. They'll come in, get cleaned, and then go back out. So this is, and the coat drive's underway now?
Yes, now until November 30th.
Okay, so remember, Fulton Bank and Bader's Furniture is two of the four locations where you can drop off those this month and get your coats in Shamokin. If folks aren't familiar with Rotary, I always hear you guys talking about service above self. Who wants to, Charmaine, you made the foolish mistake of nodding, so you get to explain precisely what that means.
To me, it's just being a servant leader. And putting the community first before myself. The other thing I like to say too is the Rotary has a four-way test, and so we live by the four-way test. And when I was president a couple years ago, that was what I ended every single meeting with. And I always say, if you use the four-way test in any dealings that you have day to day, you'll always make a right decision. So it's, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And is it beneficial to all concerned? And then our club actually has a fifth one is, are we having fun?
Are we having fun yet? Well, that's good. We could use that in Washington, D.C. these days. There seems to be some division. So I don't know if any of it's true or fair. That remains to be seen. But that's super. And the Rotary Club, that's your mindset. Well, and the other thing you mentioned, Sherry, is that 20 community leaders are part of this club. And that is interesting because that means you have folks that are running businesses that are super busy. For example, Matt could stay swamped all day long and he takes his laptop home and works a little bit at home too. But you have 20 community leaders who said, I'm going to step up, I'm going to help out, I'm going to have some fun, but I'm going to make sure that I'm doing a little bit extra.
Yeah,
elaborate on that,
that's
please.
Right. It's from all different occupations across the board, and we have some retired members as well. But the important thing is that we get together and we, for example, the Santa Sleigh, which is one of the big outreaches of our Rotary Club, will be going on the first 2 weeks in December, where we go to different areas of the community. We have a beautifully decorated, lighted sleigh. And this way we also get our Interact members, which is the high school version of Rotary, involved, and they volunteer. Children are allowed to come up on the sleigh, get a picture with Santa, get a small little toy, tell Santa what they want. And so it's just a nice community outreach. It gets us out. And when you talk about service above self, this is where a lot of us have experiences with kids that otherwise would not have the opportunity to be with Santa or have a picture with Santa. They're there, and it's very heartwarming. It's good for the community.
Well, the community and the whole town of Shamokin, the whole city, is coming alive.
Certainly trying to be revitalized. There's lots going on in Shamokin, so if you haven't been there lately, it would behoove you to come and see what's going on in our town. Because of the AOAA, where we have people coming in using the trails and developing that, we have a lot of people coming into town. A lot of little brew pubs and restaurants are opening. So it's actually becoming alive.
Sure. Well, a lot of investors buying up properties saying, yeah, oh my gosh, this town's hopping. These are hot spots. So Shamokin Rotary PA. @gmail.com. Go to Facebook. Shamokin Rotary Club is right there in plain sight with all the activities and contact information and phone numbers. I'll bet it's Sherry's personal phone number on that page. So we appreciate that. Thank you all so much for coming in and talking about the turkey trot on Thanksgiving.
Thanks for having us.
Sherry Schabelsky, Shamokin Rotary Board member and president of the Bader Furniture Company. Charmaine Tetkoski, Shamokin Rotary Treasurer and Rotary District Assistant Governor and the System Director Utilization Manager at Geisinger. And Matt Atchison is Shamokin Rotary Secretary and the Fulton Bank Financial Center Manager in Shamokin.